Rishus Moreno or Rav Shlita, the Geret Tzedek. There are many interesting stories told about those who have embraced the faith wholeheartedly. One of the most well-known ones maybe is Unkelus, whose translation into Aramaic we read every week on the Parsha. And he came into Yiddishkeit under great stress and problems because his uncle was the Roman Emperor, Adrianus. And he tried to persuade him to come back and to arrest him, and he sent soldiers to go and take him away. But each set of soldiers that came to try to take him away were gently coaxed into leaving him alone, and they themselves became Jewish. And then the king said to the soldiers, the next lot, don't talk to him, he will just talk you into it. And yet somehow when he spoke to them about, does your king lead a torch for others? Does he lead or does he follow? Oh no, he doesn't lead the others when it comes to giving a torch and the light. Well, our king, he gave us the light in the desert and he led us and so on, and they became Jewish. And then the next lot of soldiers were told not to speak to him. He didn't say anything other than just kissing his mezuzah as he was leaving and smiling. And they asked him, why are you smiling? He says, well, because we have a king who stands outside and guards us. Does your king ever stand outside and guard you? Oh no, our guards stand outside and guard him. That's the Yalkut Shimoni, Gemara de Zora. There are stories about the man whose cow would not work on Shabbos because his owner wouldn't work on Shabbos, and the cow was sold to a goy and the cow wouldn't work. Rabbi Yochanan ben Tuta was the person who became a ger because his cow wasn't working on Shabbos, and he was so impressed about this that he himself became Jewish. The Rambam writes in his Tshuva Shin Samach Tes that in actual fact the love that we give to the Ger Tzedek is greater than the love we give to our own parents. The Atem Esager is a mitzvah of the Torah, and the Loshon of Yuz is that one should embrace the Ger Tzedek Ba'av or Rabba with great love, which is an expression even greater than that adduced to one's parents. Such is the status of the Ger Tzedek. The question which we are asking today in Halacha, we're not going to deal with the Kabbalah Samitzvahs and the Tefillah and the Bris Milah and so on, all of which has to be done in a proper, correct way. The question is, in what respect does the Ger in practice differ, or does the Ger not differ in any way? When it comes to practical Halachas, do we treat the Ger identically, or are there any practical differences? There is the fact that the ger is embraced with open arms and is treated as an equal, if not more than as an equal. But the question which we might ask is, are there any practical differences? For example, can he say the bracha, Shalom Asani Goy, or Shalom Asani Nochri? Hashem did make him a Goy. So can he make the bracha in the davening, Shalom Asani Nochri? Can he say, Avodim Hayinu Lutara B'Mitzrayim? Can he in practice sit at the Seder night and say, we were slaves to slaves to Paro in Mitzrayim? What is the practical aspect? And in front of you we have a handout. We're starting with the Ar HaChayim, which is a very interesting shot he gives of something in Bahaloscha. And the Ar HaChayim talks about the Korban Pesach. Seder night. And when it says there the chiyogur itchem ger, it talks about the ger, and it says, and you shall make the korban pesach, kechukas ha-pesach. So the question is, why is the ger placed here? Because you might think that the ger hasn't got to keep pesach. Why? Because he didn't come out from Mitzrayim. So the Torah comes on and tells you, yes, the ger has to keep pesach. In the same way, if you say that Shabbos, the mitzvah of Shabbos, is Zeicher Letzias Mitzrayim, we say so in the Kiddush, maybe the Ger might say, oh, I don't have to keep Shabbos. But it says in the Aseres HaDibros, Ager Asher Bishorecho, the Ger also has to keep Shabbos. And interestingly enough, my son-in-law said this, he said, it says straight after that, Ki Sheshes Yomim Oso Hashem Es HaShemayim Es HaOretz, that even if you think that you don't have to keep Shabbos because you didn't come out from Mitzrayim,
Shabbos is also a commemoration of the creation of the world, and for that the ger certainly has to keep. But when it comes to the actual Pesach, why does he keep the mitzvah of Pesach? So now let's have a look at the Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim writes in Baal HaZchot, and we'll look at the right hand column at the last paragraph, Od Nireh LaForesh. I'd like to explain by Od Lama Perat HaKosav HaGer B'Mitzvah Zu Mikol HaMitzvahs. Why is the ger singled out in this particular mitzvah more than in other mitzvahs, that it stresses that the ger has to keep Korban Pesach? V'agam she'omru zal, did not Chazal say sefri, v'zeh l'shonom eini elo Pesach she'ishva ger le'ezroch, kol ha'mitzvah she'b'tarot minayim, Talmud lo mechukah achas. I've only got the din of the ger keeps the Pesach, so we also say with all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Why? Because it says chukah achas, it's one law, ad kam. And kol zeh lama lo b'chalafoy elo b'mitzvahs Pesach, but why dafka with Pesach? Okay, but sad she'ish mokum loma, because you might say, she'ein ha'ger chayav b'Pesach. It might be suggested that ger hasn't got to keep Pesach. B'fi shaloha lohu v'lo avosu v'mitzrayim. Neither he nor his parents were in Egypt. Ve'ein mokum l'maise Pesach etzlom. And it might be assumed that he's got no business with Pesach. Kilo posach Hashem abotem b'mitzrayim, because they didn't do the korban Pesach and he didn't smear the blood on the doorposts, etc. So this is perhaps comparable to the Mishnah in Bikurim, Perek Aleph, which says, Ger mevi v'eino kore. The Ger brings the Bikurim, but the Bikurim has a declaration, Arami Ovidovi, Verim Mitzrayimot, and Hashem promised us this land. So the Ger doesn't say that Hashem promised us this land. So the Ger says nothing. He brings the Bikurim, v'eino kore, she'eino yecholoma. In fact, the Rambam paskens that the ger does make the declaration with Bikurim. And the halacha is that the ger does make the declaration with Bikurim. But we'll come back to that later. So the posuk comes to teach you, Din Zekan, v'omachiyogurit'chem ger. So then the ger comes amongst you, but also Pesach, Hosef b'Tosefes Perush, it adds, she'agam she'enu me'ayotim Mitzrayim, even though he's not one of those who came out from Egypt, afal b'kein v'avach tzorech v'azaz kol ha'mitzvos, v'af gamzos v'osa Pesach. Since he has to keep all the mitzvahs, so he's got to keep the Pesach as well. V'dikdek loma itchem. So why does it say the word itchem, that the ger is with you? Loma she'agam she'atim rom zeh chodosh mikoro bo'im kol zeh itchem hu ke'echod mimenu. That you have to make sure that he is treated exactly like one of us. That the coming out of Egypt wasn't just the ger. It was the whole world coming to an emancipation. Gam lenefesh ha-ger, also for the nefesh of the ger. There is, in fact, an opinion that the neshamas of all the gerim were at Har Sinai. It might not have been something which is open that the ger came out from Egypt, but it's something nista, something which is hidden. The whole root of this kedusha is there was a general concept that this kedusha, which was drowned inside the tumah Mitzrayim, in chas v'sholom kololus hakedusha nitzba ein trufa la'anofim. If we would have been suffering and done away with, and our kedusha would have disappeared within the tumah of Mitzrayim, then ein trufa la'anofim. Then there would be no medicine for the roots, the branches, ki hakol olech achor ha'ikar, because everything has to go back to its source. But solas ha'ikar nagas gam la'anofim. So saving the ikar also comes back to the roots. That is to say that without us, there wouldn't be gerim, and we had to survive Mitzrayim. Therefore, it's as if the ger survived Mitzrayim. V'omach kechukas ha-pesach. Choshak kosev shiyoma omeh heino emes. To say the truth, ki oso yaseh komish b'tei Pesach. Keeping all the rules of Pesach, avol devom she'im mamash divrei sheker. But you might say that there are certain words which are actual falsehood. That for the ger to say we were slaves to Elo Yeshuva Divrei Sheker. This can't be. He can't say we were saved in words of Sheker. Talmud Lomer Kachukas The ger was also in Mitzrayim. In a figurative sort of way, the Bechinas Ashroshim, in terms of the roots, that therefore he has the equal duty to keep Pesach. A very interesting Ar HaChaim, which equates the status of the ger, even though he or others might consider him a kind of newcomer, he is to be treated as an equal in all respects. But then we come back to our question, what about the bracha of Shelo Asani Goy? Can he make such a bracha? In fact, this is down in Ar HaChaim in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Mem Vov. You don't have the handout in front of you on that, but basically there are a number of opinions, what should the ger do? Some say he should say, not Shelo Asani Goy, but he should say, Shelo Asani Yisrael, who made me a Jew. But the problem with that is, Hashem didn't make him a Jew. He made himself a Jew by his own free will. And therefore, is it correct to say, Shelo Asani Yisrael? Or should he say, Shelo Asani Ger, who has made me a Ger? After all, there is an Asiyo. Asiyo is, V'chol HaNefesh Asher Osu V'chol HaNefesh, Mishnah Berurah says, with Avraham Avinu, that they made Geirim Avraham Avinu and Sarai Meinu. So some say no. There is another opinion, which is brought down by the Be'ahitav, which says from the Knesset HaGdolah, the best thing for the Ger to say is, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Sheichnisoni Tachas Kanfei HaShechinah, who has brought me within, under the wings of the Shechinah.
All of the reasons why we say this to you is to do with the mixes of people that are not clear.
Yes.
Why can't you say, show us something again? Because right now, in the state of sin, it's not a gay anymore. I mean, when he says he's not going, sorry, he's a gay, he's included all the mixes.
Right.
Why can't you say that?
Well, there is.
Status has actually changed.
Yeah, there is another view which says he can just say the same bracha as everybody else. And a friend of mine who became a ger, Tzedek Aryeh Khan, was told by the London Beis Din just to say the nusach of the davening as normal. Why? Because when the goy says, or the ger says, Shelo Asani Goy or Shelo Asani Nochri, his intention there is that I did not remain a goy. I did not remain a Nochri, and I'm able to perform the mitzvahs now, which goes in line with what you are saying. Yes?
Ben doesn't have this one, but our body of the Yidus, apart from the Yidus, the Hanim and the Levim, how did any other Israeli know that they're not descended from a Goy?
That's right.
In fact, nobody would be able to say it.
Right. Now, we know from the Haggadah that Rabbi Akiva was... We know from Haggadah that Rabbi Akiva was Masab of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so he must have said Avodim Hayinu, and it's known that Rabbi Akiva came from Geirim. So it's the same idea. So in that respect, we can look at the next piece of the handout, which is a tshuva of the Rambam to Rabbi Ovadia Hager, a very famous ger at the time of the Rambam. On the Nusach HaBrochos, because it's not just Shelo Asani Ger. What about the phrase Ashein Chaltol Avoseinu, or Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu? All these phrases. So if we look at this, it's two pages, but we won't read the whole lot. Let's look at the start with the second paragraph. Shelas Al Iskei HaBrochos Fatfilos Bein Chol Avein Atzmacho. O Im Tispalo B'Tzibur Hayesh Lecholomar. Because we say in Adin, a ger can daven at the omud as biyashliach tzibur. He can be motzias then, and if he can be motzias, and he can say lekeinu velekei avoseinu. So he says hayesh lechalom lekeinu velekei avoseinu, our God, and the God of our fathers. What does it mean, the God of our fathers? Vasher kiddushonu b'mitzvosov v'tzivonu, vasher hivdilonu, asher bochavonu, shein chalto es avoseinu, v'shehu tzeitzonu me'etz yitzayim, she'oson nisim navoseinu. All these references to our forefathers, etc. The Chol Kiyotzeb Eloi Nonim. Yesh Lecholom HaKol Ketiknom. You should just say them as the Takonah is. V'al Teshaneh Dovon. Don't change anything. Elo Kamoshi Yisparo V'yavorech Kol Ezroch Yisrael Kach Roi L'vorech Yisparo. You just daven the same way as everybody else. Bein Sheh Yisparo Yechidi Bein Sheh Yisrael Shliach Tzibur. Whether you daven alone or whether you're a Shliach Tzibur. Likar Dovon. What is the thing? Shavrom Avinu Hu Shalom Ades Kolom. Avram Avinu taught the people. Hiskilom Hodiom Daso Emes. He taught them about truth. Vichud Hashalakodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem is one. Uvot Avodah Zorah, and he trampled on idolatry. Vehefer Avodah Sovich Nisrabim Tachas Kamfei Hashchino. So Avram Avinu brought so many people under the Shechina, the Lindom, the Harom, the Tziva, Bonov, the Bnei Beiso, Achrov, and he commanded all those after him, Nishmael Derech Hashem, Kemosh Kos Batoki, Yadaz, Yitzman, Hashem, Yitzave, Bonov, Bnei Beiso, Achrov, Hashem, Derech Hashem. The Fichoch, therefore, Kol Nishi Gaya, anyone who converts, Atzot Kol Adoros, for always, V'chol HaMiyachei Shemosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who singles out Hashem's name, Kemosh Kos Batoros, Talmido Shel Avram Avinu. He is a Talmud of Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom Uvnei Veso Hein Kulam, everyone. Vu Hichse Osom Lemuta. He has brought them to goodness. Kshem Shehichse San Shidora Befir Vu Limuda Kachichse Kol Asidim Eskayv Vu Tzalos Oshisivos Bonom Esvnei Veso Acharov. So the same effect Avraham Avinu had on his generation, so also on all others in the future. Nimtz Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom Hu Av Lezor HaKashayim Ahochim Midrachov. He is the father of everyone who goes in his way. The Av, the Talmidah, the Chol Geshe Yiskaya, and every Ger as well. The Hokesh Lecholom, the Keinu, the Keinu, the Seinu. So therefore it's perfectly okay for you to say that. Shavrom Avinu, Shavrom Olav Hashalom, who Avicho, he is your forefather. Yesh Lecholom, Hashin Chalto, Esav Seinu. Shavrom Nisno Horet, he was given the land. Kumis Aleich, the Orko, etc. Avot Shosit. So in Mitzrayim, however, there might be some doubt about the phrase that brought us out from Egypt, if you want, you can change it, who brought Yisrael out from Mitzrayim, alright, but you did Nisim Yisrael, but if you don't change the text, it doesn't really matter. Because you came under the wings of the Shekhinah, there is no difference between you and us. It is as if it's to us, and it's done for you as well. As it says in Yeshaya, and he quotes, this is from the Haftarah we say on fast days, to stress the idea that the Ben HaNechor is not separate. Ain shum hefresh beineinu beinechor l'chol dover. Vada Yeshachol Avorich Asher Bochardonu, Vashem Nosanonu, Vashem Chilonu, Vashem Gilonu, Va Bochabo Avori Yisalim Yilcho Min HaUmos Vnosan Loch HaTorah. Shatora Lonu V'Lagerim Nitno. The Torah is given for us and for Gerim. As it says, Chuk Achas Lochem V'Lager Hagob Chukas Salom Lodos Chem, etc. Torah Achas Mishpot Echad Yerachem V'Gel Hagob Eschem. We don't need to read the rest, but it's very interesting for those who want to do so. You've got it in front of you. Yes. We're worried about bringing Amalek into Kahal Hashem. Others had a particular thing about Canaan and instructing. I mean, the Torah wasn't even given yet, but nevertheless, Yaakov was told, "Don't marry from the Canaanite." Yitzchok was also told he can't marry from Canaanite. So there is something where if such people are so much against us that they are abhorrent towards us, then the Torah might say, hold on a minute. In practice nowadays, it doesn't matter. Why? There's a tshuva of the Shevet Halevi, Rav Vozner, who asks Shaila, can we accept a ger from Germany? Germany, look what they've done. Building factories to kill Jews. This is the Maaseh HaMolek, and he actually quotes from the Vilna Gaon, who said 300 years ago that Germany is HaMolek. And Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld wouldn't go out to meet the Kaiser of Germany 100 years before the Holocaust because he said Germany is HaMolek. Does that mean you are allowed or not allowed to accept the Ger Tzedek from Germany? So Rabbi Yosef says, yes, of course you can. in any case, people mixed up, and you don't know nowadays as a Malik, and it's a different ball game nowadays. So in practice, if somebody is sincere and is willing to accept upon themselves all the mitzvahs and go through the right motions and don't have ulterior motives other than keeping all the mitzvahs, and you obviously know what I mean by that, then we accept them wholeheartedly and lovingly. We have a policy to discourage them at first. When I was learning with this fellow I mentioned, Aryeh Khan, I tried to put him off, actually. I said, you realise that once you go through all this, you can't eat anywhere anymore. You can't just go into any restaurant. He said, I don't care. I said, yes, but do you realise that now you don't have a Yetzer Hara yet? Once you become Jewish, you're going to have a Yetzer Hara. And then it'll be very different for you. He still went ahead, and he's now 3 years in yeshiva. Following his gerus, he gave up his job, and he's learning in Yerushalayim now. What we say about these gerim is very interesting, because the Yalkut Shimoni says in Parashas Bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, I treat the ger as greater than everybody else. Shenisgai l'shmi. And Hashem says, how much effort I went to for Yisrael. I brought them out from Egypt, and I showed them signs and wonders, and I gave them the morn, and I gave them the anane covenant, all to show them that I'm Hashem and to persuade them to follow in my ways. And here comes a Ger Tzedek, he's had none of that. And he comes and embraces the faith. I have open love and special admiration for him.
So why do we say Kosher Ger is good?
It does say that, because there is the worry, and it's referring to those who have ulterior motives, the Gerim who might do so because they want to be socially accepted, the Gerim who might do so because they want to marry somebody and they won't be able to marry that person without becoming Jewish, and they might disrupt. There was the Erev Rav who disrupted, and that's why that Gemara says that. And we don't want disruption. So it's taking each side of the coin. If the Ger comes along and wants to disrupt, or wants to just marry the Jewish girl, or get whatever he gets, then that is not a reason for a Gerus, and it's not even necessarily a valid Gerus. But if there is a lishma, then it's accepted and it's praised. I was waiting for somebody to ask that. There is one interesting difference in halacha with Gerim, and that is this. Som Tosim Alech Melech is a din which talks about the appointment of a king, and we learn out from that you may not appoint anyone other than the Kerev Achecho. What does that mean? That a ger does not become a king. Ah, David HaMelech came from Gerim. Rus HaMavir was a Geiris. So the whole kingdom of Yisrael comes from Gerim. But the person himself who's the ger, as opposed to his descendants, does not qualify to become king and should not have any formal appointment of authority when it comes to some form of administration. And this is brought down in the Rambam. So the question in halacha is, what can the ger do, what can't he do? And underlying this is, why? Why is it that the ger is disqualified from such positions? And then there is an interesting shuvah on this in the Leiv Are, Dain Grosnas, in Chelek Beis, where he is asked the question about somebody who becomes a headmaster. And the headmaster is a ger tzedek, can he take on this post? I know for a fact that in northwest London there is or was a Ger Tzedek who was one of the governors of a very well-known school, and there has been a Ger Tzedek who has been a gabba of a shul. So the question is, how is this so if we have this din about Som Tosim Alech HaMelech not applying to the Ger? Leiv Ari brings down Tosfos in Bava Kamo. There in Daf Tesvov, there's a Tosfos which talks about Devorah, who was the judge. Now, a woman isn't appointed to be a judge, so how come Devorah was a judge? So he says, Hayu Mekablin Osaleha. The people willingly accepted her upon themselves to be a judge, and that's how Devorah could become a judge. Well, I'm not suggesting now that all the women will come forward and say, oh, well, everybody wants me, therefore I'll become a judge. Now, it might stir off a hornet's nest. But what is going on here? So he says the same as the din of the ger. What about the ger being a judge? What about being a dayan? He quotes the Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef in Kosher Mishpat Siman Zayin brings down the Knesset Dolot, who asks, how could Shemaya and Avtalion be the positions they were in? They were Gerim. They were Kasherim to be Nossi and to be Av Beis Din. Halo Gerit Tzedek Havu Heim Atzmon. Isn't there this din of Sohn to Simalech or Melech not applying to Gerim? Says the Birkei Yosef, brings down, Elo Dekabluhu Aleihem Mutzah. People willingly accepted them. They were democratically elected. And as a result of that, they are elected. So what is underlying all this? It says, Tosfos in Yevamos, Daf Gafala, from the base, Delo Shaicha Elo B'Kefio. The whole din applies when we exclude them, is Kefio when they take their positions by force. If this is not democratic and somebody appoints himself above everybody else, what will the result be? So I found in the Sefer HaChinuch, there he talks about this din and he explains that people will be mezalzelim if a ger appoints himself to a position of authority. And he has to enforce the law, and people of course don't want to accept it, and the narrow-minded people will be discriminatory and say, oh, he's really an outsider, and they will be mezalzel him, they will insult him, it will be a bizoyon for him. Therefore it's for his sake that we protect his integrity, that we say to him, look, we won't give you this position in those circumstances.
You want to hear a king who was...
Yes.
That was never properly accepted.
Yeah, maybe it's because he took his position by force. He wasn't elected. And that was Herod. And anyway, the Birkei Yosef says that if we are accepting somebody in the Kehillah, even if you don't have the majority of the Kehillah, but you've got, say, the rest of a Beis Din, or the Shul Committee are willing to take this person on, then we don't say that's called kafir and we willingly accept. There is in fact of course the story of the fellow who wants to find Moshe Pipik, who is the Gabba. So he comes to the town, he says, excuse me somebody, can you tell me where I might find Moshe Pipik? Moshe Pipik, what do you want to speak to him for? He's such a guzzler, and he takes the money from everybody. He's up there, first turning on the left, you can't miss it. So then he goes to another person, can you tell me the way to Moshe Pipik? Oh, that scoundrel, this terrible fellow, he does all the Averas, what do you want to know him for? At last he finds Moshe Pipik. He says, tell me Moshe Pipik, why do you become the Gabba? He said, oh, I only do it for the covered. Yeah, the AGM is next. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his Tshuvas of the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Yeredeo Chelek Dalat Siman Kavlov that there's no problem in having a Rosh Yeshiva who's a Ger Tzedek. On the contrary, it's a wonderful thing, and it's a chinuch for everybody. I'd like to finish off with a rather unusual source to quote. I've got time. Alright. I was thinking of discussing Brechas Hamozon because there is a Shaila about benching. Because benching is related to inheriting the land. So, what about the Ger having a Yerusha? The Ger definitely has to bench. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this and brings down the Ramban in Baba Basra. And he says that the chiyuv of benching is min haTorah, and so says the Rashba, and this applies to the Ger Tzedek, and so says the Tashbat, Siman Kuf Samach Aleph. Then there is this question, does he inherit the land? Alright, he did not before inherit the land, says the Ramban in Baba Basra Pei Aleph. Chol HaGerim Kamit Nei Shehim B'nei Avraham Varuim Hoyil Yerusha. They are fit for Yerusha. So though they didn't then at that time inherit the land, they will in the future. They will inherit land in the future, Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. There's another question which is posed by the Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Gimel Tesvov. He says, although with the Bikurim, the Ger, you'll remember in the Mishnah says, Eino Korei, he doesn't actually read. In the Maisrus, there's another Mishnah which says he is Misvadeh, to use the exact word. He does make a declaration. So the Vos is that before he did not have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael because he wasn't around. But in the future, in Yitz Hashem, Bimher V'Yomeinu, he will inherit. So what I've shown is that although there are certain subtle differences in halacha relating to the ger, these are only really technical ones because of his new status. And the shaila, is he telling a sheker of avodim hayinu, or does he shaleh say shalos amigoy? But in all respects, he is treated as an equal. And unfortunately, there are some who put some sort of stigma on the ger or the geores. And I'd like to just read two paragraphs from this week's Mishpacha magazine. I've heard about girls who won't meet a ger tzedek due to the stigma involved in marrying someone who once wasn't Jewish. There are some good girls, victims of misinformed chinuch, who did not want to date my husband because he was a ger. The situation was scary for him. I don't think anyone needs to go through that. It's hard enough to decide to become a Jew, but then when you do finally become a Jew, to be looked at like an outcast. A ger tzedek is a Jew in every sense of the word, and such perceptions are both irrelevant and deeply unjust after someone has converted. To any girl who's having a hard time with shidduchim, I want to tell you and your parents that a shidduch isn't only about yichus. A person who converts to Judaism is an amazing person. They are more committed than many naturally born Jews. Being married to a ger tzedek is a wonderful experience, one filled with a deep love of Hashem and commitment to Torah and mitzvahs. What better yichus could there be than that? And there's one thing which I could add to that, and that is, yichus, better it starts with you than it ends with you. Thank you very much.